The next coach on the teleconference is Nebraska's Mike Riley. Nebraska visits Oregon on Saturday, a 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on Fox. Coach, thank you for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions, please.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from the line of Sean Callahan with HuskerOnline.com.
Hey, Coach. The news came out this morning out of Oregon about the fires and the possibility of the game being moved or postponed. What can you share as far as what you guys know at Nebraska about that situation right now?
I don't know anything more than that right there, Sean. I was talking to my daughter yesterday about the fires and the smoke in the valley, and I'm not surprised by it. And then I read an article about it this morning too. But I don't know anything else about any of the possibilities.
Are people from the administrative side of Nebraska, are you guys in talks with Oregon officials right now about this, just trying to get the latest, or kind of how are you guys handling that part of it?
They may be in talks, but I'm unaware of any information coming from that.
Okay, thanks, Coach.
Okay.
Your next question is from the line of Chris Hetty with Omaha World.
Hey, Coach, how's it going?
Chris, good. How are you?
Not too bad. So I was actually curious about the fires as well, so Sean took my question. But I was curious if it comes to getting moved or anything of that nature, is that a possibility that you guys would play on, like, Sunday, or would it be canceled, do you know, or is it kind of all in the air?
I do not know anything about the possibilities. I haven't heard anything about any of that. What I know enough about in these kind of situations is you just plan for what's ahead of us and adjust if need be.
Okay. Thank you, Coach.
Okay.
Your next question is from the line of Ted Sobel with Sports USA Radio.
Hi, Coach. Curious your challenges that you see in trying to defend Oregon's offense, and also assuming it is played at Autzen, are there any specific recollections you have that shows how big their home field advantage is, or strange story from the past?
Oh, you know, I think first of all, it's a pretty daunting look at them for sure in that first game. A great opening for Coach Taggart, and the team looked good. And one common denominator from the past is the speed that is on the video. So, you know, those are first impressions. And then, I think that Autzen is definitely a home field advantage. It's probably in my top five noisiest places to play historically. So, it's something you have to deal with and handle very well so you can function.
Was there ever a time, though, where you just looked around and had to regroup your guys just because of the noise?
Well, you know, it was like we were never unaware of it, that it was going to be a factor, because we were so close to the situation and played there a number of times. And really, I thought for the most part, we gave ourselves a chance to play effectively with the preparation going in, but it's not easy. You can watch game after game and note the false starts of the opponent of Oregon and just see that it's going to be a problem, so you have to be ready for it. And we've worked on it intermittently throughout our fall camp and, of course, are emphasizing that work this week.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it. All the best.
Thanks, Ted.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Andrew Doty with Eurosport.
Hey, Coach. Just one question for you. After watching film from the Arkansas State game, is there anything big that has stood out to you that you're trying to address specifically this week?
Well, you know, I think that we had problems in our punt coverage. Obviously, they returned a punt for a touchdown that changed the game around early, and we are facing a very potent punt return, kick return unit in Oregon. So we've got to shore that up and do a great job there. And then, you know, there's, gosh, always in football, but especially after watching the first game, you learn. You learn about your team in a lot of ways, and some of those ways involve specific things that you have to do to just have better play, and so it's kind of an all-encompassing thing, and then you're also trying to get ready for the opponent, so there's all the football improvement and preparation that you can put into a week. Coming off the first game.
Thanks, Coach. Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you, Andrew.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.